Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. This is our secret place of the Most High. Wake up to this altar daily, listen to the ministration, respond by saying amen, I receive it. After Turning Point ministration, pray more on your own as much as you can. Pray in the spirit or in your understanding. God understands and responds to both. Then, do a short Bible study from our prayer booklet, also authored by me. Pray the day's prayer in it and follow the guideline of reading the entire Bible through once in a year. Welcome also to Friday, the 14th day in June, 2024. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way this day and be responding with amen, I receive it. This day came with good news for you. This is a weekend with a difference. Something juicy and heartwarming is about to be dropped for you and your family. You won't miss it. I don't know who this person is. I see you being decorated. Another person, I see you being congratulated. You just won. Your application is approved. Your paper signed. I see your money paid. And I see your result and your goods released. If any of these look like it is for you or any of your loved ones, by faith, say amen, I receive it. Yes, so shall it be. In my place of prayer, I saw rain falling heavily. And I said, Lord, what is this? The voice answered, this is the showers of blessing for my children committed to my kingdom work, kingdom advancement work on this platform. Wow, sir. Ma, friends, sons and daughters, if you have not taken your bath this morning before hearing this, when you get to the bathroom, please do this morning. Sing this hymn, there shall be showers of blessings. This is the promise of God. Sing it under the shower or as you pour water on yourself from the bucket. We did it last time. Testimonies poured in from everywhere. This time the testimonies shall be greater of the blessings. And as we do it again today, if you are not aware, you can do this now. Then when next you take your bath, either morning or evening, remember to do this, sing the hymn under the shower or as you take your bath. These divine instructions, they may look simple, even ordinary, but as you obey and you do them by faith, God honors obedience. God's power shall move in your favor. Now let's do this. Spread out your two hands sideways. Stretch them out wide apart. Stretch. Yes, stretch. Thus says the Lord, I will give you wide influence. I will break all limits around you. I will spread you out to the whole world. Your voice shall be heard. Your children will go round the entire world. Your goods, your products, your services, and your ministry will be hotly demanded for worldwide. You may not look like what I'm describing now. Never mind. It shall not be by your own power. God will cause it to happen and to be done. Who is this? In the next few moments, next few years, you or someone from you shall command world attention. Who is this? You look like you are defeated. As I speak now, by men's judgment and the situation around you, you look like you are a failure. You look frustrated and depressed. Nothing seems to be working for you. You seem messed up, jilted, exploited, and disappointed. I prophesy that chapter of your life, that chapter of your life, just closed now. Do this. Walk to a nearby door around you and close it. If I slam it closed, slam it. Yes. So shall all the ugly, negative, and painful doors in your life be shut forever. Only good resources, resourceful, helpful, and supernatural doors for progress, for advancement, for promotion shall be opening for you and your family and your children. Say amen. I speak as I hear from God. Every declaration I make to your life and destiny day after day on this platform shall come to manifestation. I see light, a great light, beam in your direction. Who is this? Ah, that light will show you to the whole world. Then who is this? Your parents, your mother or your father, they told you as you were growing up that you were dedicated to the service of God. They told you the revelations and the covenant they made with God over your life. But you have passed through a lot in life. You've been so challenged, so messed up, a lot of hiccups, that it appears what mommy or daddy said cannot happen again. No, listen, there shall be an intervention and a turnaround. And guess what? You are a child of destiny. It shall be fulfilled. You shall become what mommy saw and what daddy and God agreed over your life. If this word of knowledge is for you, do this. Fast one day a week for the next 5 Fridays. You can break whenever you want to break. Pray to God to remember the promises and the covenant with your parents and bring them to pass over your life. Parents that have such covenant with God, pray intensely for your children for the fulfillment of what you saw. Do so. To everyone hearing me today, God's good intention for you shall come to pass. Say amen, amen, and amen. Right? June 14th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will mark June 14th yearly, climbing from level to level, from glory to glory, never failing and never falling in Jesus' name. All say amen. Happy birthday. Now, this is day 5 of healing prayers. From Monday, we will go back to 14 days of insightful, practical, true-to-life, and scriptural but non-sentimental teachings, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, to prayers. Release your faith to receive your healing miracles. Who is this with heart palpitation? Your heart palpates. You hear the beats of your heart. It is not supposed to be so. It is not natural. Lay your hand on your heart. I will pray for you now. Blisters over your tongue. Healing is coming over there. Then you will gargle with the blessed water after the prayer. Sneezing. Somebody is sneezing frequently. God is healing you of that. Bloated tummy. Your tummy is swollen. God's power is touching that tummy for healing. Boil. Where are you having boil? Under your armpit, on your thigh, in a hidden or an nipple part of your body. That boil will heal up very quickly after this prayer. Then anoint the place. If your health challenge has been mentioned, lay your hand on your body and let me pray. I prophesy, be healed. By supernatural intervention, be healed. The axe has been laid at the foot of the tree. Every tree that the Father did not plant shall be uprooted. I therefore command in the name of Jesus Christ, all the evil plantings in every part of your body be removed now. In the name of Jesus, be removed now. Dry up and leave your victims alone. All concerned, say amen, I receive it. Say amen, I am healed now. Yes, you are. Exercise your body, exercise your faith. Send your testimonies later. Heart, liver, and kidney disease. You have been diagnosed for heart, kidney, and liver disease. That's what the doctor said they saw. That's what they are treating. They told you no permanent cure, but that it can be managed. God said, no, it has to go. Lay your hand on your body, on your heart, on your side, and let me pray. After this prayer, take Holy Communion daily before you go to bed for 7 days consecutively. Kidney, liver, and heart disease will go. Go for another checkup. The result will be different. Now let me pray. I prophesy healing to the health challenge and the health conditions already cited. Be healed. May God's power come over you and all the afflictions mentioned in your heart, in your liver, in your kidney, they are gone. They are never your portion. Receive a brand new liver, brand new kidney, and brand new heart supernaturally in Jesus' name. All say amen, I receive it. Yes, you will glorify God. I am not the healer, God is. Rebroadcast this to all of your contact. Do so daily. Join us later today for the Friday's edition of Ask Question, Receive Answer, and our prayer hub. Time is 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time via our TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram platforms. Don't forget, join us then. Now, tomorrow is our weekly communion service. I will not forget. to pray over your communion tomorrow. Get it ready now. Now, TPGF UK conference is counting down. Just 7 days away. Just a little space in the conference hall. Rush and make sure you register. June 21 and 22. June 21 is a Friday from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. TPGF conference. On Saturday, June 22, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. TPGF conference, and from 2:30 to 4:30 that Saturday, there will be ministers conference. All ministers in the fivefold ministries, all pastors, GOs, apostles, bishop, everyone in the ministry in London, UK, and Europe, let us gather. Conference center is St. George's Church Hall, Church Street at Gravesend, DA110DG in Kent. Google, you will see it more. Please register. Conference is free, but we need to know how many people are coming for planning and for logistics. Very simple. Please register me to any of these two numbers. And TPGF members in Nigeria, all over Africa, in US, in the Caribbean, in Asian nation, wherever you are, and you have your sons or your daughters, your in-laws, your friends, your husband, your wife, your people in London, in UK, in Europe, encourage them to register and attend. I am coming with the anointed mantle. Bring things for me. Bring one new thing from home. Bring photographs. Bring documents. We are going to be doing serious, high-powered impartation and anointing. Now, to these numbers, send SMS, a chat, or a call to Pastor Franklin on +44 7956 504. Or Pastor Adeola Ojeniyi on +44 7411128401. Join me in London for a 2 days TPGF conference and ministers conference. It will create a turnaround. We'll be talking about ministry at the next level and all the impartational grace, the prophetic grace that God has blessed this communion with will be coming with me to London. God is the doer, I am not the one. But everybody will have a testimony. Travel down, fly down, arrange your hotel if you need to. It is worth traveling down for. I speak to everyone's life. What is left now is to remind you of your tithing. Personal tithing and corporate tithing. To get what you need, you give what you have. It's a law. It is both a divine and a natural law. You sow to reap, you plant to harvest. Do so. Your battle seed, your thanksgiving seed, your partnership commitment seed, and the 666 seed we are sowing this month. I pray for you as we receive your alert. May the grace of God go with you. May the power of God give you a divine backup. You are returning with testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.